This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Well, I'm waiting for fall. This year I feel very impatient. I tire of heat. I tire of hit and miss, mostly miss, monsoon. I mean, even if a storm were to dump 2 inches on our little homestead tomorrow, it wouldn't make up for amazingly poor summer rainfall at our place. Our beautiful place, I should say, near the banks of the Ojalote. And the summer seems exceptionally hot. Am I right? Dry and hot. People like to say, oh, it's a dry heat. You know, they say it somewhat proudly, as if no humidity is a good thing. But no humidity is not a good thing. On humid days, I know, they can be brutal, and you feel like you could breaststroke across a field, you know, or you could do the side stroke if you want. But the air is so thick. But we know, you know, we being you and me, we know that no humidity is no good. No monsoon, no humidity, no good. And maybe, not you this time, maybe me, I am searching for a new season. Give me some fall. Give me that little breeze that says fall. Just a hint will work, you know, an overnight low that dips in the 50s, that would work. But honestly, it's that funny little breeze. That's what I want. That will make me very happy. Did you feel that? I'll ask our dogs, Choo-Choo and Farley, and they'll wag their tails as if to say, oh yeah, Dad, we felt it. Such good dogs. You know, though there has been little rain that does fall has an impact, especially along the sides of roads. A little rain on asphalt runs to the side and plants respond. And some stretches of two-lane blacktop are jungle-like, at least out near me. And well, not jungle. That's a great word, jungle, by the way. But lush growth of forbs and grasses. And I observe plants and animals out the truck windows as I cruise along at 50 miles an hour. Box turtles sometimes wander out of that roadside jungle and hang in the shade of tall weeds. Jackrabbits that are out on the road seem reluctant to plunge into that green wall, and they will zigzag along the road, and I slow down when I can to give them time to finally leap off the road. I wonder if it's uncomfortable to be in that tall weedy jungle with no surround vision, you know, to spot predators. Well, good luck, I say to those jackrabbits. That verdant roadside is full of interesting plants. I mean, you may see a white ball acacia peeking out of a forest of camphor weed, Acaciella angustissima, in a thicket of Heterotheca subaxillaris, I mutter. Just practicing, I tell myself. I mean, if you don't use the names, you'll forget them. Heterotheca subaxillaris is camphor weed, and some summers it can cover vast areas, and the smell of the sticky leaves and stems wafts through the air. I don't know where that plant came from, but it's very happy in southern Arizona. It's actually got a beautiful flowering stem, and when it gets up toward the top, the stem branches out like a candelabra. It's really quite attractive with little yellow flowers. It's a beautiful weed. Oh, boy. Anyway, it's a great year for the weed Gara parviflora, which is no longer Gara parviflora. It's Oenothera curtiflora. But, oh, my gosh, there are stands of this tall, slender annual. And by stands, I mean there might be 40 or 50 6-foot-tall velvet weeds, or sometimes called lizard tails, for its skinny, bending top spike of flowers, small pink or white flowers on that bending stem. So it used to be Gara. And yes, it's related to that ornamental Gara lindheimeri that one finds in nurseries or maybe your yard. And I think it may be Oenothera now as well. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Oenothera as well now. But listen, the roads are full of camphorweed and primroses and Oenothera, milkweed, cinnas, sometimes native grasses. Go figure. Native grasses mixed in with the exotics like Layman's or Johnson grass, but there might be cane beer grass or Seidos grama. Oh yeah, there's some beautiful jungles along the two-lane blacktops of the Sulphur Springs Valley, and I search them while waiting for a certain breeze. The desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, And this has been Growing Native.